Way back in the 1800s, a sawmill worker found some shiny nuggets at Sutter's Mill just north of Sacramento, California. Word spread, and then more than 300,000 people poured into California, hell-bent on striking it rich. The gold rush transformed the state into an economic powerhouse and established its reputation as a place where fortunes could be made overnight. These days, most people are chasing other riches, but as KQED's Matthew Green reports, a rare breed of Californian is still looking for real gold.
I'm tagging along with Shannon Poe as he explores the bottom of a small canyon on public land near the North Fork of the Merced River in the shadow of Yosemite National Park. It's close to his property, a spread he says he bought about 10 years ago with, picture this, a jar full of gold.
I found a guy that had, 10 acres up here, and I offered him basically a baby food jar of gold, and he took it, and we own the property now.
Poe's a stocky guy in his mid-50s with a weathered skin and gruff manner you might expect from someone who spends a lot of time alone in the woods. He fires up a dusty Kawasaki four-wheeler, and soon we're roaring down rutted fire roads through oak and manzanita. We roll past ancient pipes and mining machines. It's a scattered collection of hulking steel carcasses, hauled here 150 years ago by donkey cart and left to rust.
You can see along this wall is the remnants of the old Pony Express trail right there. See it come across?
We hop out and scamper down a makeshift trail and stop at a slow-moving creek. He reaches in the water and digs up a shovelful of rock and sand, and then filters out the sediment with his ribbed pan.
Nothing in that. I gotta get to the bottom of that crack before we're gonna really find anything.
And to find the good stuff, it really helps to know some gold rush history.
People came from all over the world. You know, there were newspaper articles in France saying that you could walk around and pick up 5-pound nuggets just laying on the ground.
But Poe says the old-timers left a lot behind, especially right below where their cabins stood. That's what he's looking for.
We know that this was started to be mined in this particular area in 1851. And if they came down and they built a cabin here, there's a good chance that the ground underneath here has never been touched by human hands before.
Poe grew up panning in the streams near his hometown in Oregon. But gold fever didn't fully kick in until he came to California for a corporate security gig about 15 years ago.
I got really sick and tired of, company cars and human resources and all that kind of crap. I decided to take a year off, and I had some mining claims, and we pulled over 6 figures in a couple of months.
He's since become something of a gold mining evangelist, supporting other small-scale prospectors in their quest. His truck is covered with a huge American flag decal, an image of the Constitution, and the tagline, "Fighting for your right to mine."
It's about freedom, man. I get to do what I want. I'm out in God's country every single day. I mean, this is where I have lunch. This is my office.
Last year was a really good one for dedicated small-scale California miners like Shannon Poe, thanks in part to the state's extreme weather patterns. The historic drought, followed by last winter's torrential rains.
Mother Nature came along, scoured all the stuff that you would have had to do all this manual physical labor for, and just cleaned it all away for us. So we just walked in and went, oh, I'm just going to dig right here. Thank you very much.
We come up to the gaping mouth of a rickety old mine that Poe estimates was dynamited out in the 1860s or 70s. The tunnel disappears quickly into darkness.
Imagine how many miners died up here in the 1850s, 1860s, 1870s. And, just got crushed, and their buddies drug them out and buried them right next to the mine shaft. I wouldn't be surprised if we're 50 feet from dead people right now.
I look around, a bit uneasy. I can make out the makeshift shelves that miners chiseled into the walls to hold their oil lanterns.
If you sit here and there was absolutely no sound or anything like that, you would hear people using picks inside here. I've heard it dozens of times.
Poe claims he even once heard a banjo echoing from deep inside the mine.
And I don't know whether I believe in ghosts or not. All I can tell you is I know what I've heard, and it's really weird.
Back at the creek, Poe is wrestling a big rock. We roll it over, and he grabs some debris and pans it. He grins and hands me a speck of gold, not much bigger than an apple seed.
Not bad, $20 pan. Way cool.
I'll admit, it's a pretty far cry from the big nuggets I was picturing, but there's still a little thrill in finding even a tiny piece of the glimmering mineral lying there on the creek bed.
That's $20 right there.
Oh yeah, easily. Thin stuff, but nice. There, you gotta take that home with you. Tell everybody you found gold. You moved the rock.
I thank him for it. A good start to my kids' college fund. For Here and Now, I'm Matthew Green.